Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eatley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I thought I would come on here just to talk about the spending that we do as a nation on Valentine's Day and really on any holiday, but there is actual data on the spending that we do on Valentine's Day. And this is from, I'm going to be reading off of the National Retail Federation. You can just Google that and you'll see what I'm talking about. But apparently, Valentine's Day spending reaches a record $27.5 billion. That's what consumers are expected to be spending this Valentine's Day year. I mean, this is crazy, right? Let's get into some more details. Valentine's Day 2025, 56% plan to celebrate, apparently. 28% of those not celebrating still plan to mark the occasion in some way, shape, or form. We already mentioned that the total spending is expected to reach $27.5 billion. Consumers plan to spend $188.81 per person. And the top five gifts consumers plan to give, and mind you, keep in mind that if you have kids, I mean, I remember growing up, like, we would make our parents buy us those little heart candies and all these other little things. So it's taking everything into account, I'm assuming. These are surveys conducted again by the National Retail Federation. Top five gifts consumers plan to give. 56% plan to give candy, 40% flowers, 40% greeting cards, 35% an evening out and about. So I know a lot of you are probably going to go grab dinner or whatever, and maybe not even on actual Valentine's Day, like Friday, you might go over the weekend. Because if you notice, if you try to book anywhere, I actually forgot it was Valentine's Day. And my husband and I were like, hey, let's go get Italian food at this one place we've been meaning to go to. I go to book and I'm like, holy heck, it's like fully sold out. Why? I'm like, oh, duh. Well, it's Valentine's Day weekend. So if you don't go on actual Valentine's Day, obviously you're going to want to go Saturday, maybe Sunday. Anyway, 22% are going to be spending gifts on jewelry. I did see a bunch of my friends on Instagram showing off their new watches or rings or whatever it is that they got from their spouses or each other or their friends. So that's what it's looking like. I'm not going to dive into, you know, just how all of the criteria was put together. You guys can go check it out. I just thought it was interesting. I happened to Google, like, what is this consumer spending for 2025 Valentine's Day? And yeah, I was not surprised, but also kind of surprised at how in-depth this National Retail Federation organization went into the spending. I'm going to be poking around this site. I am not promoting this site. I am not being paid. We're not here to do that. We just happen to be nosing around Google, and I thought I'd share with everyone else. So either way, I hope you're having a wonderful time with family, with friends, with partners, love interests, however you're spending your Valentine's Day. Just remember, if you don't have it, don't spend it. Sometimes you can just make something for a loved one or simply say, hey, today and every day, I love you, right? We're allowed to say that. We should start a movement. Do you realize? I mean, I did see that a few stores got canceled because of the DEI, basically lifting any desire for companies to do anything related to DEI, right? And a lot of stores got canceled and people actually boycotted, and it is affecting their bottom dollar. You have to understand that you as a consumer have a huge power. You have a lot of potential to affect retail. So if you're feeling like, hey, you know what? no, I don't want to spend. Things are weird. I'd rather save for something, whatever. Then do it. Have a conversation with your partners, with your family, with your friends, with yourself. Like, you don't need to go into this frenzy. We always talk about this. You have to do what's best for you. Natalie and I always say, what works for your family, what works for yourself as an individual, that's the way you should go. So, but again, wishing you a wonderful, beautiful time to yourself, with your family, not just today, but every day. Take care and we'll be in touch soon.
Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.